Welcome and bienvenue. Today we're meeting with Milky Chance, a famous German band, and I'm so excited you're here and we can do this interview. And
thank you.
Yesterday you already had your first gig in Canada, I think, and that was Kitchener. Were you able to explore the area around? Did you see something? And do you have plans to visit Ottawa today?
It was actually the second concert. We had a concert before in Calgary, played at the Stampede. And I saw more of Calgary than I saw of Kitchener. And I was surprised about Calgary. It was a nice city. I went and played with the local people some basketball at a very nice basketball place. And we are super happy to be back in Canada generally, because it's all over a beautiful place. And today we're in Ottawa. And I just said, like, I think I should go and look at the city, because from here it already peaks a little bit that it has beautiful sights.
Nice, amazing. We also spotted that you visited Canada before on your social media channels. We did our research, and you did a whale watching tour in Vancouver once. Maybe you can tell us a bit about that and how that
went. Yeah, that was a very special day. We started teaming up with NGOs in 2020 when we were on tour. So that means, like, everywhere we go, we're trying to reach out to NGOs, meeting with them, learn about what they're doing, about their work, and also giving them a platform when we share their, you know, what they're doing on our social media. This NGO was called Wilderness International, and
actually Germans.
Yeah.
Wow.
German
NGO
worldwide acting NGO, and they are saving ancient forests, and that's what they like do. That's what their main focus is. And actually, they wanted to give us a little ride, if you can say so, to one of the ancient forests, but that would have meant that we had to go, like, you know,
in the
like
middle of
all
nowhere.
Day all day long, like, yeah, flying with a helicopter, I don't know, a few hours, because it's like so far out. So we couldn't do that, so they were trying to build something that we could do, so we went whale watching. And then at the first hand it was like, okay, what does that have to do with ancient forests? But then they taught us how everything's connected, which I don't remember now. But, like, they were telling us about the rivers and the salmons and how that is connected with the forests. And then the whales eating this and that. And
yeah, like, I mean, in like the end, the bears eat the fish and leave the rest of the fish outside. And that also, you know, the rest of the fish that lay outside take the carbon in. So it's like, it's a huge system, and starts with basically whales eating fish. They don't have the fish, blah blah blah. So the missing part continues to the part where, like, next to the river, there won't be dead fish from the bears, and that will have an effect on the trees. And it's crazy. It's very holistic. And it was generally, though, and I think that's also what they want. Give you. I mean, I have never seen. I actually did see an orca once, but if you see that huge animal, it just, you know, it always helps you to connect emotionally and to kind of like have a direct feeling of, like, wow. You just understand better, because it's not theoretical. It's not like there's this animal that eats that. You just see it, and I mean, it's obviously huge, and you feel small, and that sometimes helps to kind of like sort things out.
Yeah. Sounds also like an amazing experience.
It was amazing. I mean, we were also super lucky, because we left the harbor, and like 2 minutes later, or five,
there were whales.
There were like a family of whales.
But what was it, buck whales?
Humpback whales. Buckelwale.
Sprinkling in some German words for the community. Nice. Next, we kind of like researched your career, and you're really one of the few German artists who are like famous outside of Germany, outside of Europe. How do you deal with the worldwide fame, and do you see a difference in the fan communities between Europe and North America?
I mean, I guess generally, like, the dealing with fame is like, I mean, we don't really have to deal with fame in a way of like a person culture or something, because that's not really something we have. So, I mean, we live like, let's call it ordinary people in Berlin, which we really enjoy and which is important to us. And besides that, we're just grateful and really happy about the opportunity that we can tour so many places in the world. And I think that's very special and we enjoy that a lot. And the difference between fan cultures, I mean, you feel that as well being there. Like, of course, when you tour Latin America, you definitely, you know, you feel the different root in the culture of them being like very energetic and loud and in a good way, you know. It's just different to a European stiffness, you could almost say. But or any Western, but I don't know, in social media it's like so surfaced, I don't know if you can really tell a difference by that. So I feel the only way to like feel a fan difference is when you play shows. And there it's not too crazy because we tour mostly Western countries and then there's Latin America. So there you feel a difference, I feel, because they just know to party hard.
Question, you look like you're dying over here. Do you need a sunglasses?
No.
You're right. I was just like, your eyes, you're like...
No.
I mean, he normally has those eyes and now it's in the morning and the sun shines. So it's like triple the...
But I'm good.
Okay,
and
he's good.
Also, I'm one of the like...
I'm enjoying the sun.
Okay.
It's a fun fact, but he is like one of the little persons who has the eye brush.
The eyelashes.
Augen...
Lashes.
His lashes are not going like normally. They go up a bit, but his go down a bit.
They go down.
That's why it looks like he always closes his eyes. Yeah. But he actually doesn't. He looks at you. He's watching.
I'm watching you.
And there's another thing. You don't sing in German. I was thinking many of your fans probably don't know that you're from Germany. Mm-hmm. How do people react when they find out you're German?
They're shocked.
they're shocked. Yeah, they're still... just like yesterday, there was a guy telling me that he had no idea that we're from Germany. So that's funny. You know, and it's still, I think it'll continue. I mean, we don't go on stage and say
we're Milky Chance.
Good evening, we're Milky Chance from Germany. And then, you know, I mean, sometimes we, you know, we mentioned that we had a very long way to get here. And but yeah, there's a lot of people thinking that we're from the US, which is actually, I think we take it as a compliment. You know, because they think that we're native speakers, which is it's cool.
Yeah.
And it's useful, I think, for us as a band if you're touring internationally. But it's also like it also shows maybe that it doesn't really matter where you know come from, and people just like feel connected with the music probably, and you know, they don't even like probably
I mean, if you listen to music on the radio and you like it, you don't think like are they from England, are they from the US, are they from Germany, like it doesn't really matter. You know, it's
cool, it's a good thing.
Could you imagine doing songs in German, or is that like a no-go for you?
Never say never to things, but I'm pretty sure we would not do it as Milky Chance. Like, who knows? Maybe there will be a project or anything coming up where it's like makes sense, but I think it doesn't make sense for Milky Chance to sing in German.
Yeah.
And what like musical influences from Germany would you say have maybe shaped your musical style? Is there somebody or like
from Germany?
If you have a German reference, that would be nice for us.
I mean, I also grew up with lots of, you know, German folk, like the classics. I think that was maybe like a good entrance, and I mean, there is like really nice folk. Like even that song, it was my mom's favorite. It's such a beautiful song, but I don't remember her name. But it's like mit den kleinen Händen. So it's
heißt sie nicht Barbara?
Yeah, she's from the DDR. Sind so kleine Hände is the song title. It's pretty heavy song, but it's so beautiful and nice.
It's
and,
really good songs.
And I feel like that's generally the folk songs.
We have really, to look it up.
Okay.
You know,
so we can.
We'll link it.
Yeah,
we'll,
yeah, yeah.
We'll be like linked to the song.
She's really good. It's really good songs. Really,
it's a really good song. Yeah.
Songwriting. There's yeah, there's some beautiful. I mean, it's like poetry, you know.
Yeah.
Some beautiful poetry.
Yeah, and I mean, what else? I mean, there's. I mean, definitely, like we had phases of, you know, music that shaped us, but it's always been like very diverse and different, and never really like. There was never a point, I think, where we got stuck in one genre or something, mm-hmm. or like. Yeah. Tended to like, oh, this is the only thing I feel comfortable or want to listen to.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, like from like starting to play guitar and like playing those folk songs, also Bob Dylan or stuff, and then the Red Hot Chili Peppers having bands a little bit more punky funky, and then like having guitar lessons and going into jazz and gypsy jazz and blues from the Parents and yeah. I don't know, all kinds, and then also go party and have electronic music and hip-hop with your hip-hop friends, and I don't yeah. know, it's...
I mean, talking about electronic music, there's definitely been German artists
for sure.
influencing us, you know, there's a lot of good German electronic artists. Also, I remember when I was younger, like 12, 13, I listened to German hip-hop, and I listened to Seed. You know?
We just saw that live at
that
Summer
was, Jam. That has been some German influences there for me. Yeah. Personally, you know,
for sure.
But yeah, then like when you go clubbing, you know, all these German dudes. I don't know. I'm not good name dropping, but yeah,
German DJs.
We can make some research after.
Yeah, we'll give you a little homework.
Yeah.
After the show.
That's German style.
That's what we love. Yeah.
Wow. We went to play shows in Canada and we got homework from the German embassy.
We got Hausaufgaben.
Something went wrong.
In various other interviews, as well as through your participation in the climate strike, you showed that the issue of the climate crisis is like a very important topic for you. And also in 2020, you were awarded the German Sustainability Award. Congratulations on that. What do you as artists want to communicate to your community, and how do you think you can use your public like role to make a concrete change?
That's a lot of questions.
Well, first of all, I think it's important to all of us.
Yeah.
So we just want to be the very, very small part that you can be in the whole problem that we all are, mm. and want to do our part. And exactly what you said, we just, or like mainly because there's like, I mean, we got socialized in a way that we, I think, always kind of like had a conscience, but of course, like becoming a band, a worldwide touring band, person of public, you become a different responsibility in those questions, or yeah, to like do your part. And so we just try to do what we can, because obviously we are still primarily musicians, but and so we either, if we do it extreme, say we go on tour or we don't, because touring is not yet a sustainable, there is not a sustainable touring way. So we try to change as much, or like make steps in all the other aspects of it, and we try to, yeah, like also use our platform, because I think, or we think, that the whole process can only grow and like move forward if we talk about it, and if we talk especially about things that can be changed or things that are happening, instead of like only using your voice to blame others, because that really is not constructive. Yeah, so that's pretty much what we try to do, or try to do, to like share our process, to share the things we try, where we fail, and just to have a platform and a way of communication with other people as well, where we share that. And yeah, I don't think we feel anything accomplished yet, or like that's it was, I mean, we appreciate a prize in a way of like, it's always nice to be seen. But I think we generally don't have the feel at all. Or we don't want to present us as something accomplished and green or something, because we're not. Just to mention that regarding the prize, that we don't feel like, okay, we're done. We have a prize,
yeah.
You know, because that's really not at all what that issue is about.
Yeah.
Like, we're at the beginning. We all need to do our parts.
Have you noticed a change in the music industry in general? Because, like, lots of other stars are trying to be more green while touring. Like you said, it's hard because it's...
Yeah, there's movement, of course.
And there has been movement, honestly, you know?
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, I mean, there's been artists like, I mean, like, Jack Johnson, you know, artists like this, they've been doing it for like 20 years almost. I remember I was at the concert of his when I was 15, and he was talking about, you know, the ocean being polluted, and then he had like that 1% per planet kind of thing going on when you sell a shirt or a CD, you know, 1% goes to NGOs or like, boy, he's doing beach cleanups and all that kind of stuff. He did that 15 years ago, so you could say he's like a, you know,
pioneer,
early bird.
Yeah. But I mean, even Janis Joplin sang about it. Like, I think that's also already like worth
something,
because that's also an artist's work, is to mirror things. And she sang about the change in the world.
Sure.
Yeah, like in the 70s, you know. So that's the
sad thing about it.
Yeah, it is. Like, or just saying, like, I mean, the industry, you know, but I think, yeah, we're in a time anyways where making steps and becoming more sustainable is almost a must-have. Mm. I guess now is just the time to, like, really see where is actually really action be done and where it's just the labeling. As well, in the music industry, there is hope and there's some things changing. Next step definitely should be the travel. For people to get to concerts,
because that's also the biggest. Like,
Or I don't know. I mean, every time we talk about it in interviews, I'm also afterwards thinking like, okay, what did we basically say now? And I guess it's important to just state some little things, not little, but like to us, or like if you, I guess that's also part of like growing your conscious. If you, like, if you realize, if you really have a look at the problem and you see that it hasn't changed for so many times. And you see, you understand how you could change it, but you see how it's not been changed. Then you kind of like just be like, okay, just change that. You know, it's simple in the way of like what it would do. It just needs to be done, politic-wise.
Yeah.
And it's an easy way to make public transport cheaper than a plane. Like, that's a pretty simple equation.
But as you said, like, the music industry is super dependent on logistics. Public transportation.
But that's the thing.
All
like
that, that's not like
in the music world. A lot of different industry come together.
Yeah,
you know, like transportation, logistics, catering, blah blah blah. But yeah.
So now I don't really have a good transition, but I'm just gonna move to another just topic. Yeah, we're just gonna very German. On to the next one. I'm so sorry.
Goodbye, climate change.
Is there like a moment or a situation where you said, "This is kind of when I realized." Man, we're really famous.
No, I mean, as Philip said, we never. I think, like, in the beginning, it was a little bit like that sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you start playing shows and it's packed with people.
Mm. Yeah, like when it was all new and the.
But you don't have like fame as a weird word to that, because you weren't famous back then. But there were shows where a lot of people came and you were like, what?
Yeah,
it's just, you know,
it was
it's
all new.
It feels
but like also, like, there were, like, I mean, it happened to us for the first time that people on the streets in the city wanted to make pictures and all that, you know.
And I mean, still, though, it's like...
That happens. But in Berlin, you're also very anonymous. There's a lot of famous people in Berlin. No, but... And we also, like, you know, we look very normal, I'd say. We're not, like... I would say like there's probably a lot of people who know.
You're special, Clemens.
No, there's a lot of people.
You look
there's
good,
a lot
guys.
Of people who know our music and the band.
Right.
Who would not recognize us.
Right.
Yeah.
On the street, because we're not. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Carlos brothers.
I think it's.
I mean,
still
if you
like
see them, you know, there's also more like as you said, like that personal cult that we never had. Which is it's nice.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, who wants that?
Yeah. I mean, I guess some people do want it, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe afterwards they regret.
So we don't have that feeling. Or like,
but you know, we fear to end it, like, in that way.
that it's still and always super flashy, and we still have a feeling of like, wow, when, for example, we come to Ottawa, you know, like on the other side of the world, mm-hmm. and we play in front of thousands of people, which is, that is more like the flash where you think like, wow. And like even like 10 years later, you know, like 10 years later, we started where we started, and still we are able to play such beautiful big shows.
So a very hypothetical question, if you could choose anyone, dead or alive, who would you love to collaborate with? You can say somebody each if you want to, if you can't, like.
Okay.
I'm always torn between,
what was her name?
what means always, I was just thinking about it, I'm kind of torn between Bob Marley and Prince.
Okay.
Prince.
I guess Bob Marley is a little bit more about the vibey side, but Prince a little bit more about the musical side that gets me. So maybe I just could go with both.
Sure.
Yeah.
Both of them in one room.
And what is
Purple Haze?
What is Purple Haze? What is her name? A Case of You?
A Case of You is Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell.
Ah.
Wasn't she Canadian?
I think isn't she's
Canadian?
British?
British?
She's
British?
She's British?
No.
Yeah.
She's alive. You can still go and ask.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, she's out there.
Oh, cool.
But she's a painter now. She doesn't sing anymore. You can look at her picture and write a song.
She can do the album cover.
Artwork.
The album artwork.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Now, before I wish you good luck for tonight's show, and I'm going to be there, so make it good. Is there anything else you would like to say? Anything else?
No, just thank you to all the people who listen to our music. Come to our shows and hopefully see you soon.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.